Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic Morning. Ever feel like your life's a runaway train barreling towards a pile of, well, you know? Stress and anxiety, they're the unwelcome passengers on that crazy ride. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those choppy waters with a little ancient wisdom? That's right, folks, we're diving into Stoicism today. Not just some dusty philosophy, but practical tools for managing those everyday anxieties and staying cool under pressure. Now, before you picture Stoic philosophers meditating in robes, let me tell you, this stuff is relevant as heck to our modern lives. Think of it like this. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding your emotions, accepting what you can't control, and focusing your energy on what truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways from the ancient masters that will help you tame those stress demons. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one, people. We spend so much time worrying about things outside our control, traffic jams, the news cycle, other people's opinions. It's like trying to herd cats, right? Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Instead of stressing about that work deadline, maybe break it down into manageable chunks and tackle one step at a time. Feeling anxious about a social event? Focus on being present and enjoying the company. See where your attention goes. Does it empower you or leave you feeling powerless? 2. Embrace discomfort. Life isn't always sunshine and rainbows, folks. There will be setbacks, challenges, and moments that feel downright uncomfortable. Stoicism encourages us to view these challenges as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. Every time you step outside your comfort zone, you're building resilience. You're proving to yourself that you can handle the tough stuff. Next time you face a hurdle, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" Or, "How can I use this as fuel to grow stronger?" Quote. 3. Practice gratitude. We often get caught up in wanting more money, more possessions, more recognition. Stoicism reminds us to appreciate what we already have. Take a moment each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for, your health, your loved ones, even a good cup of coffee. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your perspective and helps reduce stress. 4. Live in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only adds fuel to the anxiety fire. Stoicism encourages us to live in the present moment, to fully engage with our experiences and savor the little things. When you catch yourself getting caught up in thought spirals, gently bring your attention back to the here and now. Notice the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your food. 5. Remember your mortality. This might sound a little morbid, but hear me out. Recognizing that life is finite can actually be incredibly liberating. It encourages us to make the most of every day and prioritize what truly matters. When you're facing a stressful situation, ask yourself, will this matter in 5 years? If not, maybe it's time to let go. Imagine this, you're stuck in traffic, surrounded by frustrated drivers honking their horns. You could get sucked into the negative energy and let your stress levels skyrocket. Or, you can choose a different path. Take a deep breath, put on some calming music, and use that time to reflect. Maybe journal for a few minutes, visualize a relaxing scene, or simply enjoy the quiet solitude. See, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about managing them in a way that empowers you. So, what are we taking away from this episode? First, remember that stress and anxiety are normal human experiences. Second, focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Third, embrace discomfort as an opportunity for growth. Fourth, practice gratitude for the good things in your life. And lastly, live in the present moment and make the most of every day. This is a journey, not a destination, folks. Keep practicing these Stoic principles, and you'll find yourself navigating those stressful situations with more calm, clarity, and resilience. Now, go out there and conquer your day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Stoic Morning. We'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of ancient wisdom for modern men.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.